Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom, strength, and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something that affects all of us at some point. Yeah. I mean, who hasn't felt that creeping dread, the icy fingers of anxiety squeezing their heart? Ever signed up for something exciting only to have your stomach churn with nerves? You know the feeling when you're about to give a presentation and your mind goes blank? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Fear is an inevitable part of life. It's not the bad guy here, folks. What matters is how we deal with it. Because fear can actually be a powerful tool, a compass guiding us towards growth and resilience if we let it. So today, we're going to unpack some practical Stoic strategies to help you face your fears head-on, build that inner fortress of resilience, and ultimately become a freaking badass version of yourself. First things first, understanding where fear comes from is key. You see, fear is often fueled by these irrational thoughts about the future, worst-case scenarios playing out in our heads like some kind of dramatic horror movie. But here's the Stoic secret sauce. Focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control your reactions. So, when fear starts creeping in, ask yourself, what can I do right now to manage this situation? Focusing on action, rather than worry, shifts your energy from being paralyzed by fear to taking charge. Next up, embrace discomfort. That's right, folks. Growth happens outside of our comfort zones. Think about it like this. If you want to build muscle, you gotta lift weights. Same goes for building mental resilience. Stepping into situations that make you nervous, even a little scared, is how you strengthen your ability to handle the tough stuff. So, go ahead, try something new. Think that public speaking class, start that project you've been putting off, or have that tough conversation you've been avoiding. Now, let's talk about perspective. You know those times when everything feels overwhelming? When it seems like life is just throwing punches your way? Well, Stoicism reminds us to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. Ask yourself, will this matter in 5 years, in 10 years? Often, our worries are blown way out of proportion by the immediate intensity of the moment. Taking a step back and considering the long game can help put things into perspective and calm the anxious storm inside you. Remember, failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. We learn and grow from our mistakes. So, don't let fear of failing hold you back from trying. Embrace those stumbles as learning opportunities, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. And finally, remember your values. What truly matters to you? Connecting with your core values can provide a sense of purpose and direction that helps you navigate through the ups and downs. It reminds you of what's truly important, even when fear tries to distract you. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big job interview. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweating, and every ounce of self-doubt is whispering in your ear, "You're not good enough. You'll totally bomb this." But here is the Stoic twist. Instead of letting those fears control you, you remind yourself of what truly matters. You remember your passion for the work, your dedication to learning and growing, and your commitment to contributing your skills to a meaningful cause. You focus on preparing thoroughly, practicing your answers, and visualizing yourself succeeding. You step into that interview room with confidence, knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, you've already grown from the experience. So, let's recap. We talked about understanding the root of fear, focusing on what we can control, embracing discomfort, shifting our perspective, learning from failures, and connecting with our values. Remember, facing your fears doesn't mean becoming fearless, it means becoming brave enough to show up, even when you're scared. It's about building that inner resilience, the strength to navigate life's challenges head-on and emerge stronger on the other side. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you overcome fear in your own life? Share your stories, tips, and insights with me on social media using #HowToBeStoic. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep rocking that Stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.